Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf. We left off on four lines from the end of the page on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and Shamash Avin Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So, what we're going to discuss today is first we're going to finish up some of the conversations we were having yesterday about Divrei Torah, about Talmud Torah. Then right before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about who these Bavliim are that the Mishnah had referred to about the people when Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos and they had to eat the Seir, or when it fell out on Erev Shabbos and they had to eat the Seir Yom HaKippurim raw on Motzai Shabbos. So these were the guys that ate it. Who exactly were these people? And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss what if you mess up in terms of the Seder Advarim of the Haktaras Habazichin, or the placement of the Lachem Apanim, whatever it might be. If a person messes up, some of that does it incorrectly, so what is and is not Ma'akev? The Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the Mishnah is going to tell us that if a Karban Tamid is shechted at nighttime, it's pasul. So there are other kachim as well that the Gemara is going to talk about that are Yotze Lisaref if they are done at night, and the Gemara is going to get into that discussion because our Mishnah is going to be a kasha on some of that discussion. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the top of the page is going to discuss the machlokas, whether the baking of the lechem apanim and the shtei lechem not as docha Shabbos, that we already discussed, but whether it is docha Yom Tov, and how many days after it is baked could it possibly get eaten? Is it ever eaten? What are the maximum number of days after it is baked and the minimum number of days after it is baked that it could possibly get eaten? So that will bring us Baruch Hashem to the end of the parak, and then in the next parak we're going to discuss the different dinim of Hakravas HaMenachos and different lashonos and ways of making a neder for a Karban Mincha, but the Mishnah in particular is going to discuss the pidyon to be poda, how to take away the kedusha of various menachos and nisachim. So let's begin four lines from the end of the page on Daf Tzadites Amud Beis. So says Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Torah lo yu alecha chova, that a person should not treat Divrei Torah like a chov. So what does that mean? He's not supposed to treat it. It is a chov. What do you mean you don't treat it like a chov? It means like if a person is in debt, so they look to pay a bare minimum just to get out of it. So a person shouldn't say, you know, what do I need to do to be Yaitze Zayin in order to just be Potter? So I learned a tiny drop in the morning, tiny drop in the evening, and that's enough. V'yata Rashi liftaratz mechamehen, and you cannot Potter yourself, because even if you learned, you always have to learn more. There always has to be more and more learning. That's the way Rashi understands this line. Tosfos in Dibur Maschalo explains that Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel is really saying two things. First of all, Divrei Torah lo yu alecha chova, that a person shouldn't be osek only in Divrei Torah. You have to be involved in your parnasa as well. You cannot just assume that's going to take care of itself. But then v'yata rashi liftaratz mechamehen, but nevertheless, don't be mevatel entirely from Divrei Torah. Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, that even though a person has to take their tzorchei parnasa seriously, a person also has to be osek in Torah as well. Tosos further says lo yu alecha chova might mean that a person shouldn't feel that he has to learn Kala Torah Kula. That could be overwhelming. A person will feel, why should I even try if I have to learn Kala Torah Kula? Iyat HaRashai Liftar Atzmecha Mehen means that you shouldn't feel that you don't have to learn at all. Meaning, Lo Alecha HaMelacha, the Gemara, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, V'lata Ben Chorin Li'ibatal Mimena, that you don't have to finish the whole thing. You're not going to be able to know Kala Torah Kula, but you got to try your best. You have to learn to the maximum of your ability. The Marsha says, Lo Yalecha Chova means you shouldn't learn as if you're saving yourself from sakana. The Gemara says that someone who's not, who's not lomi Torah is ein nishmasu mishtameres, because that's a, so that shouldn't be your kavana when you're learning, that, ooh, I better learn or else God is going to smite me and I'm going to die. No, that would be limud shalol lishma. But he had to rashi lipater mimena, because it's a mitzvah Hashem, and therefore, even if you have to learn shalol lishma because you can't bring yourself to a sense of lishma, so you learn the miyasakodim torah mitzvah bishalol lishma, shemitoch shalol lishma, bal lishma. Okay, those are different interpretations of what the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us. So the Gemara brings another thing about Lima Torah and the schar of Lima Torah. Amar Chizkiya, my dechziv, what does the pasuk mean in Iov? Va'af hasischa mipitzar rachav lo mutzak tachteha. So bo'u re'ei shalok kibidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas pasar v'dam. That the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves is not the way human beings behave. Midas pasar v'dam adam mesis eschavero midarki chayim l'darki misa. Among human relationships, when a person is maces somebody else, so that's always to lead him in a bad direction. It's to take him from darkei chayim to darkei misa. But it's not that we would never call it a maces if a person influences someone to go from darkei misa to darkei chayim, to go from a bad place to a better path. V'akadosh Baruch Hu maces as adam. But even when we describe hasasa, which normally has a negative connotation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu seduces a person, it's midarkei misa to darkei chayim. It's from the ways of misa to the ways of chayim. Shenemar vav hasischa mipitzar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maces a person to learn himself megehenim shepiatzar. That's what mipitzar means, to save you from gehenim, which has a narrow opening. Shana tzavur betocha, and the reason it has a narrow opening is that all the smoke in gehenim should have no escape, so that not only is a person suffering from the heat and the fire of gehenim, but the smoke inhalation is going to be overwhelming, because there's no vent for the smoke to escape. Maybe you'll say, well, maybe the whole thing is narrow. So Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says in Yeshaya, hemik hirchiv, that it's only the piatzar, but the depth of it, the omek of it, is rachav. That is wide. Maybe you're going to say, a Tamil Chacham that's poresh from Torah, that's what we're referring to as a melech. Tamil Chacham is called the melech. Bi melachim yimlochu, the pasuk says in Mishlei, and Rashi says that's what it's talking about. Tamid Chachamim. The Marsha says we never find in the Gemara. This Gemara doesn't say that he's pirish min haTorah. So he says Yeshayo was a minave about Achaz Melech Yehuda, that he was Yorish Gehenim, but he was saved because his son Chizkiyahu was mezakehim when he was megara atzmosav and mita shal chavalim in order that he should have a kapara. So maybe that's the Melech that we're referring to. That it's not like Rashi says that we're just speaking broadly about Talmidei Chacham that are poresh midarkei haTorah. But let's read like Rashi. So v'shema tomer lemelech, maybe you say a Talmid Chacham shporesh mitorah lo huchana, Gehenim is not for him, he's not going to be punished in Gehenim. Talmid Omer gam hi lemelech huchan, that even a Talmid Chacham, if he's poresh from Torah, he's also nidan begehenim. V'shema tomer in ba'etzim, maybe there's not so much wood, and as soon as the firewood in Gehenim runs out, so the fires go out and then it will be a little more comfortable. Talmid Omer medura, there's no shortage of wood in Gehenim. V'shemer tamer zehu schara, maybe the schar of the Torah is only that it's matzil you from Gehenim, and that's it. Meaning, if you're parish midarkei Torah, then you get Gehenim, but the schar of Torah will save you from Gehenim, but it doesn't really do much more than that. Tamalomer, that's what the pasuk says. V'nachas shulchan chamale dashen, that the schar of Torah is way more than that. You're gonna have a set table with all the good things. Meaning there's a positive reward for learning Torah. Then we said in the Mishnah, Chal Yom Kippur Melios B'Shabbos, that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then if Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, the Bavliim would eat the Sir Yom Kippurim raw. So the Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Bavliim Heim, Ela Alexandrium Heim. It's not really Babylonians that we're talking about. We're talking about Alexandrium, people from Alexandria, Mitzrayim, from Egypt, Umitoksha, Shasonin, as a Bavliim, Koronosam al Shema Bavliim, because they do not like the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, because the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael do not like the Bavliim, so that's why they call the Kohanei Alexandria that are Noheg this type of really unbecoming behavior to eat Basar Chai, so they call them al Shema Bavliim. It's a derogatory name. Now, what do you mean that we need them over here? This is the fact that they eat raw meat comes to save us because someone's got to eat the Seder Yom Kippurim, and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So when Yom Kippur fell on Erev Shabbos, what are you going to do? So Tosfos points out that even though the Kohanei Alexandria were doing a mitzvah over here, that the basar didn't have to become nosar, someone was able to eat it, but they were mevasid them because they didn't even only do when it was a mitzvah. They even when they were able to cook, they chose not to cook things. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos says the fact that we compare the Alexandrium to the Bavliim is because of this sense of gluttony, that the Bavliim are also known as Ra'avtanim. The Gemara Maseches Beitza says Bavloi Tipshoi Dachli Nahama Ben Hama, that they eat their bread with bread, that they're also known as people that have a certain sense of gluttony. So Tani Namiachi, we have a Braisa that says like this, that these Kohanim are Alexandrium. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lo Bavliim Heim Ela Alexandrium Heim Umitoch Sha Sonin Asa Bavliim, because the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael don't like the Bavliim, Koron Osam Al Shem Bavliim, they call them Bavliim. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda Tanuach Daitcha She Hinachta Daiti, that you made me happy that you said they weren't actual Bavliim, because my family is from Bavel, and that would be bad for me. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. By the Parsha of the Lechem Aparim, the Torah says, "V'nasata l'mareches levona zaka, v'yisa l'lechem laskari ishala Hashem biyom haShabbos yarchenu." So we see that you have to be mesader the Lechem Aparim together with bezichei levona on Shabbos, and it is placed on the shulchan for 7 days from one Shabbos to the next, and then they switch it out on the next Shabbos, and they're maktir the bezichin at that time, and the haktara was what was matir the old lechem to be eaten. So what happens if the Sidra Lechem or the Bezichin or the Haktara Sabezichin is done improperly? So Sidra Salechem B'Shabbos, let's say the Masad Lechem Aponim on Shabbos, good, that's what they're supposed to do. Vesa Bezichin Yachar Shabbos, but let's say they messed up and they were Masad the Bezichin Shalo Kimitzvasam, they did it after Shabbos, not on Shabbos together with the Lechem like they were supposed to. Vihikter Sabezichin B'Shabbos, and then they were Makter the Bezichin the following Shabbos. Puzzle, the Lechem is puzzle, it's Mechusr's man, it's Asr Ba'achila. The Aktaris HaBezichin is Matir the Lechem. The Bezichim that were on that Shulchan were only on the Shulchan for 6 days, not 7 days, so they were prematurely Huktar, and therefore it's not going to have the capacity to be Matir, the Lechem upon him. So and it's not going to help to leave the Lechem on the Shulchan for the next Shabbos, like we said, by if you were Mesadah the Lechem and the Bezichin Liachar Shabbos, because when you're Mesadah the Lechem upon him itself on Shabbos, the Shulchan is Mekadish it, so you're not allowed to just leave it for the next Shabbos. Then it's going to become Pasal Belina. So the whole thing is just Pasal. So in Chayavin Alein Mishum Pigel, so the Bezichon that were on the Shulchan for only 6 days, you're not Chayav on those Chalos, even if you're Makter the Bezichon, you had a Machshava to be Makter, at the time you were being Makter to eat the Lechem La'achar Zmano, that is not called Pigel. It does not violate Pigel, or Nosar. There's no din of Nosar on the Lechem, because the din of Nosar is only when it was ro'i la'achila, and then you leave it over past the zman of achila. But this lechem is never ro'i la'achila. V'tame, and it's, if you eat it b'tumas aguf, you're not going to be chayiv kares, because there's no mitzvah to eat this lechem upon him. The chayiv kares is to, for eating kachem b'tumas, only on kachem that you're allowed to eat when you are tahor. This lechem that was levon was not huktar k'mitzvasa is asr ba'achila, because the haktar is what's matir la'achila, and never had a proper haktara. Okay, let's say you did the sidur of the lechem and the bezichin on Shabbos like you were supposed to. V'hikter sabezichin li achar Shabbos, but you did the haktara sabezichin right away on Sunday, the next day. So psula. then it's a mechusar zman because you were makta the bezichin before the zman. Vein chayav alayim mishum pigul nosar v'tamei, and you are likewise not going to be chayav for pigul nosar and tamei. Sider as halachem v'asa bezichin la'achar Shabbos. Let's say you're misadded the lechem and the bezichin both shalokim mitzvasam, not on Shabbos. You did it after Shabbos. V'ik there's a bezichin b'Shabbos and you were makta the bezichin levona the following Shabbos. Psula to mechusar zman because the lechem and the bezichin were not on the shulchan for 7 days. They were only on the shulchan for 6 days. So ketzad yasa, what should you do that lechem and bezichin should not become possible? I mean, this is the only time in the Mishnah that we're suggesting an etza that there's a way to solve for this issue. So yanichena l'shabbos haba'a, leave that ma'aracha of lechem for the on the shulchan until the next Shabbos. So we'll stay on the shulchan for close to 2 weeks, and then you'll be makta the bezichin. Shafilu al shulchan yam rabim. It could stay on the shulchan for a very long time, and it's not going to be a problem. You could so since the shulchan was not going to be mekadeshit until its first Shabbos, and the first Shabbos is 6 days after you put it on, so then it's not going to be a problem that it stays on for 7 more days after the shulchan is mekadeshit. It's supposed to stay on for 7 days after the shulchan is mekadeshit. So now the Gemara discusses the seder of a Mishnah that discusses it brings a Mishnah that discusses the seder of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Tanan Hasam, we learned in Mishnah Maseches Yoma that Amar Lama Mamuna, the appointed person, the Sagan, says, Tzu'u ur'u imigia zman shchita. Go up to the wall or to the roof and see if the zman of the shchita, the Karmat Shel Shachar, has already arrived. I mean, you see if it's Heir Hayom or not Heir Hayom. The zman of shchita of Karbanos is always Bayom. Bayom zivchachem ye'achel, the pasuk says. See, and if it came, Haroa Omer, the person who's standing up in the high place, will say Barkai, that which is a way of saying that Hey Rayom, that it that there's light, that it's time. So Matisya ben Shmuel Omer, when was Matisya ben Shmuel was the Mamuna, he would say to the Roa, Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Sheb Chevron, is the whole sky lit up until Chevron? Vu Omer Hain, and the guy standing up there on the wall would say yes. So the Mishnah explains. Why do they have to go up to the roof to see? One time the moon was shining so brightly that that it was a cloudy day, and the Ora Levana, you know, came out suddenly, and it appeared as if the Heira Mizrach, as if the sun was already beginning to rise. And they shechted the Karmat Tamid, and they had to bring it Lebeis HaSreifa when they realized that they did the Shechita Belayla, because if it's shechted Chutz Lazman or Chutz Mekoban, the halacha is that it has to get burnt. So the Tamid was puzzled. So that was unfortunate, and they didn't want such a thing to happen. So they wanted to make sure that the light that they were seeing was not moonlight, that it was actually sunlight. So the Mishnah goes back to the Seder Avoda on Yom HaKippurim. So Horidu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila. This is meaning now we're not continuing that story of what happened when they did the wrong thing. So now we're just going back to the Seder Yom HaKippurim, what they would typically do. V'horidu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila. Once it was Seir Hayom, the Kohen Gadol will go to the mikveh, because he had to be Tovel before he shechted the Karban Tamid. So, Zeh Klal, Hayi B'mikdash, Kol HaMesech HaSraglav, anyone who went to the bathroom, Tovel Tevila, required Tevila B'mikveh, meaning if he defecated, he required Tevila B'mikveh. Kol HaMatel Mayim, if he urinated, Tovel Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. Then he doesn't require tevila b'mikvah; he only requires kiddush yadayim raglayim from the kiyor. Midah raisa, any kohen who begishtal the mizbeach l'shareis, when he goes to serve by the mizbeach, is chayiv in kiddush yadayim raglayim. The kohen would put his right hand on his right leg and his left hand on his left leg, and he would do the kiddush yadayim raglayim. The chiddush over here is that even if he's matil mayim, he also needs kiddush yadayim raglayim, meaning even if it's not begishtol l'shareis. Anytime a person has to take a bathroom break, he's going to require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim afterwards. So the Mishnah that the Gemara had just quoted told us that the Karmat Tamid was shechted b'layla one time, and it was pasul, and it had to be brought l'beis hasreifa. So there are other kachim also that have to be burnt if it was done at night. Tani avua de Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin's father taught lo zu bilvad. Not only the Karmat Tamid, if it's shechted shechted before the right time, is he yotze lebeis hasreifa? Ela afilu olas haov shenim leka b'layla, umincha shenik mitza b'layla, teitze lebeis hasreifa. Even when it's something that doesn't require shechita, an oaf that requires malika, a mincha that requires kmitza, nevertheless, if it's done b'layla, it's teitze lebeis hasreifa. So the Gemara asks on the Braisa, bishlam olas haov mishum delo efshar la'adura. I understand why you're going to have to burn such an olas haov. There's no way to undo the act of malika. The bird is dead, right? Once you did the malika, it's over. Ela mincha efshar le'me'ado kamas l'duchtev kamas b'yamama. If you took the kmitza at night, just take the flour and put it back in, so you could do it again, and you'll do it right the next time. Why do you have to burn it? Answers Gemara, who tani lava who amar la? Rabbi Avin's father is one that taught the Braisa, and he responded, klei sharis mekadshin shelo bizmanan, that the klei sharis have the ability to mekadish things even when it's shelo bizmanan. So when you put that comets in the klei sharis at night, shelo bizmano, the kli was mekadish the comets, and memela, the rest of the mincha is only shirayim, and if you're machzir that comets back into the rest of the mincha, you're not going to be able to take a kmitza again, because now it's a taroves of comets and shirayim. It's not just a regular mincha that requires kmitza. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Meisvei, we have a braisa, kala karav biyom, kadosh biyom. Any carbon that's brought during the daytime is miskadish b'kadosh saguf if you put it in a kli shareis during the daytime. But balayla, kadosh balayla. Any carbon that's supposed to be brought at night, it's kadosh b'kadosh saguf if you put it in a kli shareis at nighttime. Like the minchas nesachim, that we said, minchas haminiskehem, that even balayla. So if it's kasher alayla, so then it could be kadosh in kli shareis balayla. Bain bayom bain balayla, carbon that's brought bain bayom bain balayla, kadosh bain bayom bain balayla, will become kadosh in the kli shareis, both daytime and nighttime. But wait, kalakar bayom kadosh bayom bayom in balayla lo. Doesn't it say beferish that only that when something is karav bayom, it will only have the ability to become kadosh in the kli shareis during the daytime? Doesn't that mean and not nighttime? So kli shareis is only mekadosh bizmana, it's not going to be mekadosh lo bizmana. So how come Rabbi Avin's father said that if you took the kmitza at night, that you're stuck, you can't put it back in because you're already mekadesh in the kli shareis, it's too late. The fact that you're mekadesh in the kli shareis should be irrelevant because there was no kedusha, there was no capacity for the kli shareis to be mekadesh b'layla, since the komets, the aktaras ha-komets is not avodah b'yom. So it says, Mara, ein kadesh l'kariv, av kadesh l'pasel. Now, what we mean when we say that a daytime karban can only become kadesh in the kli shareis b'yom, it means it can only become kadesh enough to actually be makrovit b'yom. But it's kadosh enough to become pasul even balayla, meaning it's still considered a kometz. It's not going to be go back to being a regular mincha, like the rest of the mincha, where you can just put it back and mix it in with the rest of the mincha. So now the Gemara asks from our Mishnah on Rabbi Avin's father that explained the brisa that if a kometz that's nikmas balayla, you burn because kachim that you put in a kli shari shelo bizmanam are kadosh enough to become pasul. So most of Rabbi Zera says, well, it says in our Mishnah, Sidur Salechem Vesabazichin Achar Shabbos, if you're Mesadah, the Lechem Apanim and the Bezichin, the Vona, after Shabbos, meaning not properly, you didn't do it on Shabbos, V'ik, there's a Bezichin B'Shabbos, Psula, and you were then Makdir the Bezichin on the following Shabbos, which was only 6 days later, let's say, so it's going to be Pasul. Ketzad Yasa, what should you do to avoid being, to prevent it from becoming Pasul? Yanichan al Shabbos Haba, Shafilu al Shulchan, Yom Rab, Min Kachlum, leave it on the Shulchan for the next Shabbos, because it only becomes Kaddosh on the Shulchan on Shabbos, so 6 days after you put it there, it will become Kaddosh, and then you have the week that it's supposed to stay there. But v'isal k'day to kli shareis mekadshin shelo bizmanan liktosh v'lifsol. But wait a second, if you're going to tell me that kli shareis has the ability to be mekadesh, at least to be mekadesh enough to make something puzzle shelo bizmanan, so when they put the lechem apanim and the bezicha levona on the Shulchan on Sunday, so granted the Shulchan is not going to be mekadesh to lahakriv on Sunday, that you're going to have to wait for Shabbos, but isn't it makadish it enough? Isn't it makdish it enough to become pasul? So it should be pasul belina by when you wait for a whole additional week, because it's on the shulchan for too long. So Rabbi Yavin's father explaining the brisa that the komets that's nikmas belayla has to get burnt because the klisharis is makadish lo bezmanim. So the Gemara now backs out of this, and is miyashiv the brisa that he taught with our Mishnah. Amar Rabba, manda kamosiv shapir kamosiv. You know what? That kasha from our Mishnah, it's a really strong kasha. Avud Rabbi Yavin Nami masnisa ka'amar. Rabbi Yavin's father taught a brisa. He wasn't saying it from his own svara, and since so you can't just ask a kasha and say that he's totally rejected because you have a kasha. You have to figure out what the how his brisa is going to fit with the Mishnah. So kasavra laila in laila ein mechusras man. The Tana of the brisa holds that laila is not mechusras man, meaning laila is the beginning of the next day. It's considered one unit, and therefore when you put the kometz in a klisharis belaila, the kometz is kadosh. It's just that it became pasul. It's pasul because the avodas halaila is not kosher. Hayamim mechusar zman, but daytime, meaning when something kadosh was put in a kli many days prior to its zman, so that's called mechusar zman. So the lechem apanim that's put in on the shulchan many days prior to the zman does not become pasul, because then the shulchan cannot even be mekadishit. It's so kodim zmano that it cannot be mekadishit. So essentially, if you put something in a kli sharis kodim zmano, but it's the same calendar date, it's the night before, it's supposed to be the morning, so that is going to be kadosh lipasel. But if you put something in the wrong calendar date, then it doesn't have the ability to become kadosh at all. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, sof, if the zman of the Sidur of Lechem Apanim is on Shabbos, kimati laila de beishimshi, when they get to the Bein HaShemashos of the first Erev Shabbos, likdosh, let the lechem become kadosh, because laila is not mechusar zman. So that first Friday, you put the Lechem Apanim on Sunday, but you made a mistake, you put it on Sunday, that first Friday night, it should already become kadosh, because that's already the right calendar day. So that's when it should become kadosh, because laila is not mechusar zman, velifsal. And then the following Friday night, it should become pasul belina, because it stayed on the kedusha, it stayed bikedusha on the shulchan for 8 full days, and it's only supposed to stay for 7. So amarava bishakadam vasilek. We're talking about that the kohen was mesalik lachem apanim from the shulchan before the Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos, and then the next day he was mesadrit bizmano, or mazutcho v'item rav ashi amar afilu tema b'shalok kadam vasilek. Even if we did not take the lachem apanim off the shulchan before Shabbos, nevertheless the shulchan is not mekadish it belaila kodim zmano, kiven de sidro shalok mitzvaso nasa kamisha sidro hakof. That since he was mesadrit shalok mitzvaso when it was mechusar zman, the halacha is we treat it as if it was maisa kof, that it wasn't an actual sidro of the lachem apanim, that the shulchan is not mekadish it even bizmano, as opposed to when you're kometz belaila, where you're mekadish the kometz, where it's since it's not mechusar zman, it actually will become kadosh. So when the Mishnah said, Rashi points out, Ketzad Yasi Anichan al Shabbos Haba, it has to be that on Shabbos the Kohen is going to come in and he's going to be mesalik the lechem and he'll be mesadrit again, because otherwise the lechem is not going to become kadosh. That would be, since it was hunach shalok mitzvaso, that was a maisa kof. So you have to say that he takes it off and puts it back on. So when Rav Ashi says afilu tema bishalok adam vasilek, he means lok adam vasilek kodem haShabbos, but you go in on Shabbos and you're misalik and you put it back on. Okay, so now the last mishnah of the perek. Shtei alechem ne'achalos ein pachos mishnayim v'lo yoser al shlosha. The shtei alechem from the time that it's baked to the time that it's eaten is no less than 2 days and no more than 3 days. Ketzad. So how does it play out that it's 2 days or 3 days? So when Erev Shavuos is on a weekday, Nefos me'Erev Yom Tov, they bake the Lechem Apanim on Erev Yom Tov, because the baking of the Lechem Apanim is not Doche Yom Tov, so they'd have to bake it on Erev Yom Tov. Now, why is it not Doche Yom Tov? The Pasuk tells us, Achasher ye'aseh l'chol nefesh u'levado ye'aseh l'chem. So we know that you're allowed to bake and cook things for the sake of ochol nefesh on Yom Tov. And the Gemara in Pesachim has a machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chista, about this hetter. The Rabbi says, only that which is ro'i to eat as soon as you do it, and something that's not going to be ro'i miyad is asa midaraisa. So the fact that you're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos is only because of ho'il, because guests can come up, come at any time. time, and it may be tzorcha yom tov. So the reason the shteil, according to him, the reason the shteil lechem is not tzorcha yom tov is because they're not royally to la'achila as soon as you finish baking them. You're going to have to wait for the shchitas hakvasim that come along with them, and for the zrikas adam, and therefore they don't have the heter of ha'wil that they're going to be royally to eat that day. So you could bake them on erev yom tov, their afiyah is not going to be docha yom tov. According to Rav Chista, even things that are not royal achila right away, as soon as you make them, are going to be mutter. And tzorcha Shabbos or nasim be yom tov midaraisa. It's only nisr midarabanan, and you could be matter that is drabanan with the neirav tavshilin. So according to him, the reason that baking the shtei alechem is not docha yom tov is because he darshens the pasuk that talks about ochel nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem v'lo legvoa. Just like we say lachem v'lo lenachri, that you're not allowed to do ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to cook things on yom tov for the nachri. We even have a gezeira midrabanan, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that it's a gemara that you're not allowed to invite a nachri for a yom tov meal, gezeira shemei yarba bishvilo, because since you're cooking on yom tov for yourself, you might cook more for him, and you're not allowed to cook. So too we have lachem v'lo legvoa, that you're not allowed to cook or bake for the tzorach gavoa. So you're not allowed to bake it on yom tov. So what do? You bake it on erev yom tov, and nechalas b'yom tov l'shnayim, and then it gets eaten the next day on yom tov. So that's 2 days. It was baked one day, and it's eaten the next day. Chal yom tov lios achar haShabbos. If yom tov falls out on a Sunday, so nechalas l'shlosha, meaning erev yom tov was a Shabbos, so they couldn't bake it on Shabbos, so they had to bake it on Erev Shabbos. So then it's going to be 3 days when you eat the shtei alechem. That's the shtei alechem. What about lechem apanim? Lechem apanim nechal in pachos mitisha velo yosra al achadasar. That it's always between 9 and 11 days that the lechem apanim gets eaten. Ketzad. So how does that work out? Nefem erev Shabbos. On a typical Shabbos, it's going to be baked on Friday because the baking of the lechem apanim is obviously not docha Shabbos. Venechal b'Shabbos letisha, and it's eaten the following Shabbos. That's 9 days, meaning we would call that in English 8 days later, but in Mishnaic Hebrew, that's not, meaning it spans 9 boxes on the calendar. So that's considered 9 days. That is Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? So we call that 9 days. Chal Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, that you have a Yom Tov on a Friday, so you couldn't bake the Lachem upon him on Friday, so Nechal Asaros, he had to bake it on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, it's going to be eaten 10 days later. Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. But if you have, even in Eretz Yisrael, you could have Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, Friday. So you couldn't bake it on Thursday or Friday. Nechal Achadasar. So then you got to bake it Wednesday, and then it's going to be 11 days later. Veina Docha Los Shabbos Los Yom Tov. It's not Docha Shabbos Yom Tov. Rishum Gamliel Lo Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Askan Docha Es Yom Tov. That the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Lechem are Docha Yom Tov. Veina Docha Es Yom Tzom. But it's not going to be Docha Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur is chal on Erev Shabbos. We'll get to that in a moment. So now, says the Gemara, in Maseches Beitza, there's Machlokas Tanayim, whether you're allowed to bring Nedarim Davos on Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains the Shita that says that it's Aser from our Mishnah. Amar Ravina Ledivrei Omer Nedarim Davos Ein Kraven B'Yom Tov, according to the opinion that Nedarim Davos cannot be brought on Yom Tov, Lo Teima Midoraisa Michzichazu. Don't say that on a Doraisa level, you're even allowed to bring the Dharma and Davos and Yom Tov Rabbanan hu degazru, and it's only Gzeimri de Rabbanan Shalo Yisha that the Rabbanan were gozer not to bring them because they're choshesh that maybe a person is going to delay his karbanos of Neder and Adava the whole year, and he's going to wait till Regel, he's going to wait till Yom Tov, and then it will turn out that he's Mechavin Melachto Lemoe, that which is something that you're not allowed to do, to delay whatever work you need to get done. This most commonly comes up with Chalamo, where this iser that a person, I'll just wait till Chol HaMoed, and that's when I'll take care of all my melacha. You're not allowed to do that. Elamid Araisa Nami Lo Chazu. No, Minat Torah, you're not allowed to bring it on Moed. And the raya is from our Mishnah. Shtei Alechem Dechovas Yomu. Shtei Alechem is a chiv to be brought dafk daka on Shavuos. V'lecha l'meimer Shemayisha. So there's no Shemayisha that maybe, you know, that what? That the reason it's not Docha Yom Tov is a gzeira midrabanan, that a guy's going to say, I got to bring my Shtei Alechem in whatever, in January, but I'll wait till Shavuos. No, there is no waiting till it's a chiyuv that's only on Shavuos. V'katani in a Docha L'al Shabbos Yom Tov. And still we say that it's not Docha Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you see, clearly it's not about some sort of Issa Drabanan that you might come to delay. Meaning throughout the year, people have Nedarim and Nedavos. You should try to take care of those Nedarim and Nedavos as soon as possible. Someone sent me yesterday that they built a website called a Korban Calculator. You saw that? Oh, did I send it to you? Oh, he sent it to you. So he did based on the current price of silver and the current price of the various animals and the current price of wheat, that you could figure out how much all your korbanos would cost. And you know, you could adjust it. If you're a big avarian and you do a lot of avarian, you could. So roughly the minimum in today's prices, minimally it's 20 grand a year for each of us to bring the necessary korbanos with the maksa shekel and everything else. He didn't. I don't think he adjusted for price changes based on the demand that's going to be created by the fact that we have to. Okay, but that's a little harder to forecast. So Hadron Lech Shtei Alechem. So now we begin the next parak. So now we're going to be talking about being poda, the different types of karbanos. There are two types of kedusha in the mikdash: kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. The Torah says that v'imbehem asher yakrivu mimenu karban l'Hashem kol asher yitin mimenu l'Hashem yeh kodesh lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir also tov bera ura betov v'mamer yamir behema b'vema v'yu t'mraso yeh kodesh. So the din is that a behema or an oaf that's ro'i Hakrava that's hukdash l'mizbeach becomes kadosh with kedushas haguf, and you cannot be poda it for any money. Now, by a behema, there's another din that if it develops a mum, so you're mamid in front of a kohen, and you're poda based on the assessment of the kohen. So the chazal understand that that's only about balimum. The balimum shenift in akasav medaber, but by anything else that's hukdash, whether it's roi l'mizbeach like menachos in the Sachem, or whether it's something that's not Roi L'Mizbeach, like a non-kosher animal, you decide to give your horse to Hagdish, so they become Kadosh B'Kadushas Damim alone, and not Kadushas Haguf, and that which is Kadosh B'Kadushas Damim, you could be Poda based on the assessment of the Kohen. Now, the that which is Kadosh in a Klisha race, meaning any Mincha, after your Makdash and Pepeh, it's Kadosh Kadushas Damim, and so it becomes Mamon Hagdish, you're not allowed to get Hana from it, but you could still be Poda it, and prior to being makrovit, you put it in a klisha race. Once you put it in a klisha race, that's when it gets elevated to kedushas haguf, and you can no longer be poda. So kedushas dam, you can be poda. Kedushas haguf, you cannot be poda. And kedushas haguf is anything that's any animal that's right to be brought on the mizbeach. But when it comes to menachos, it only becomes kedushas haguf when you place it in a klisha race. Your makdash pepeh, then it's kedushas dam. You place it in a klisha race, it's kedushas haguf. Hamenachos v'nesachim shenitmu ad shelo kitchu Menachos or Nesachim that became Tamei after your Makdash Pepeh, but you didn't yet put it in a Klisha race. So it has Kedushas Damim, but not Kedushas Aguf. Yesh Lem Pidyon. Since it only has Kedushas Damim, you could be Podit. Misha Kitchu Bekli, Ein Lem Pidyon. But once your Makdash is in a Kli, so now it no longer has Pidyon. Ha'ofos ve'etzim v'alavona. If you have birds that are Hukdash as a Karban, or Etzim and Lavona that are Hukdash l'mizbeach, or Klisha race, or Kelim that were Hukdash as for it to be used as Klisha race, Mishenitmu ein lam pidyon. Even if they became tameh, you cannot be poda them. Shalonem pidyon el bebehema. The whole notion of pidyon is to be poda something that has kedusha is only by a behema by a behema that's a balmum. Meaning you could be poda things that have kedushas damim, but something that has kedushas haguf you cannot be poda with the one exception of a behema balmum that even though it had kedushas haguf that you could be poda, but anything else that has kedushas haguf you cannot be poda. So says the Gemara. The Amar Shmuel va'afilu hein tahorin niftin. When our Mishnah said menachos and sachar that became tame, atchlo kitchu b'kli that they have pidyon. That's even in the menachos and sachar are tahorim. You could be pulled to them. Not only in the case where they became tame. So my time, why does Shmuel allow you to be pulled to menachos and sachar if they're tahor? Meaning, what's the need to be pulled to them if they are tahor? Just use them. So kamed lo kitchu b'kli kedushas damin. Because calls man that you didn't put them in a klisha race, they only have kedushas damim, and their mamun hekdish, but they don't have kedushas aguf or kedushas dam niftin. It's that simple. The things that only have kedushas damim, you could be poda. So it says Maravan nitmu utinan. But how can Shmuel say that even if they did not become tamei, the Mishnah said a menachos v'nesachim shen nitmu uachelo kitchu b'kli. Sounds like only if they became tamei can you be poda them. So how can he say even if they didn't become tamei? So the Gemara answers, don't bring a raya from the lashon of the Mishnah that it's only if they became tamei that you could be poda them. Who didn't have the lo nitmu? Even if they didn't become tamei, v'aydi t'kabayi misna seifa. But since the seifa wanted to tell me misha kitchu b'kli ein lam pidyon, that once you're makshem b'kli you cannot be poda to them, da filu nitmu, and that's even if they did become tamei, you're not able to be poda to them. Namilo da filu nitmu namilo. So tanu nami reisha. That's why the reisha says shenitmu atchelo kitchu b'kli, that if they became tamei atchelo kitchu b'kli, then they don't have pidyon. But even if they did not become tamei, you could be poda to them. So says more. Why does the Tan have to tell me that after you're makdish the menachos and the nesachim b'kli, you cannot be poda to them? Pshita kedusha guf ninu. Obviously, it has kedusha guf. You can't be poda to something that has kedusha guf. So isrich. I might have thought that since a balmum is called in the lashon of the Torah tame, so tame nami kebalmum dami. So that which is tame is like a balmum. So the kadosh kedusha guf, and therefore any carbon that has kedusha guf kinafel beimum mifrik. If it develops a mum, you could be podit. So hani nami lifrok. So I would think you could be poda the menachos and the sachim that developed a mum, so to speak, that became tame. So kamash malan dav ki. Ki hai tame kari rachmana lebal mum demi kli shoris lo ashkhan demifrik. That in that sense it's not like a balmum. So tame and balmum are not exactly the same. So from when it's put in a kli shoris, you cannot be podit. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on the top line of Kofal Hamaralev. Everyone have a great day.